The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. Today I am bringing you an Hour One Nugget special on grace. I've just played those three songs back to back. Amazing Grace from Chris Tomlin, Amazing Grace from Michael W. Smith, and Amazing Grace from Laurie White. And I just felt the Lord say, talk about grace. And so therefore we'll come back to part 49 of the Hour One Nugget and 1 Peter the 3rd chapter and verse 8. We'll do that on tomorrow's broadcast when Martin will be here. Grace. What can I say about grace? Except to say this. Grace is God's unmerited favor upon our lives. Say this after me. Grace is God's unmerited favor upon my life. Say it again. Grace is God's unmerited favor upon my life. And that is the truth. That is the whole truth. And that, beloved, is nothing but the truth. Grace, God's unmerited favor on our lives. Wikipedia says this, in Western Christian theology, grace has been defined not as a created substance of any kind, but as the love and mercy given to us by God because God desires us to have it, not because of anything we have done to earn it. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. And we're going to go from verse 9. Paul says this. Each time he said, and he's talking about God here, each time the Lord said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. You see, just before that, Paul had been begging the Lord. He says three times, I begged the Lord to take away this thorn in the flesh I was given. Even though I received such wonderful revelations from God, verse 7. So to keep me from becoming proud, whoa, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and keep me from becoming proud. Three times I begged the Lord to take it away, and each time he said, my grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in the insults and the hardships and the persecution and troubles that I suffer for Christ. Because when I am weak, then I am strong. God said these words to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. You know, I've often thought, if I had a choice, because I have a diabetic condition, I don't own it, I will not own it, but I have a condition of diabetes type 2, and I'm told that I have COPD, although I do not believe that for one second. I don't believe it because I don't feel it. I don't feel it in my body. But I know there are certain illnesses that are present in my body. And if I had the choice to be completely healed and to be totally and utterly healthy and not have God's grace, that is no choice. For I want God's grace in my life, because without God's grace, I can't survive. Without God's grace, I cannot understand agape love. I cannot understand unconditional love. Without God's grace, I cannot survive this world. God's unmerited favor on my life. I haven't merited any favor that God bestows upon me, yet He still bestows it upon me time after time after time. He does not stop. That favor comes from God because He has ordained it to be. And He says, "My grace is sufficient for you." And so therefore in my weakness, I become strong. Just as Paul says, in my weakness, I become strong. We have to be in that condition. We have to be in that position. Because if we become strong ourselves, we become arrogant and puffed up. And that is not what God Almighty wants. That is not what He called us to be. And so therefore, in our weakness, we become weaker. And God in our lives becomes stronger and stronger. Why? Because His wonderful grace, His wonderful unmerited favor upon our lives is more precious than anything you could ever imagine. Nothing is more precious than that. Nothing is more precious than being humble before Almighty God, because when we stand before Him, we won't be puffed up and proud, because we will not even be able to gaze at His beauty. We will be on the floor. And that is what is so wonderful about this radio station, the fact that we worship in spirit and in truth, and the fact that we keep humble. We are humble. Beloved, we are not cash rich, not in any way, shape or form, but every month we just manage to pay the bills. We don't want to be cash rich, because you know what? All of a sudden, when money starts pouring into a ministry, then I believe the leadership of that ministry become more and more puffed up, more and more proud, because we're important. We can do this. We're important. People love us, and therefore we must be doing something amazingly well for God. And the pride comes in, and the humility goes flying out the door. Beloved, just as the children of Israel, when they came out of Egypt and they walked in the desert for 40 years, they relied on Almighty God for food every single day. That is how we want to be. Reliant on Almighty God because of His grace, His unmerited favor upon our lives. God Almighty is so gracious and so kind and so wonderful that He keeps us humble. Each time He said, verse 9, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in the insults and hardships and persecutions and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Let's continue to worship now. This is a perfect song to say what I am saying. This is Hillsong Live. And this song says, "Grace abounds. You are wonderful, Lord, and we give you all the honor and the glory and the power that is due your holy name."
You're crazy.
Hillsong Live, and Grace Abounds.